Let's pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says today, I am the gate for the sheep. And we know that a gate is something that you enter through, a gate is something that separates, and a gate is something that protects the sheep. Jesus is saying, I am what separates you from the world, and you have to come and enter through me, and I am here as the gate, the door, to protect you. Jesus says you have to pass through me to enter. This homily is going to be more directed towards parents, moms and dads, but especially for all leaders. Normally we focus on the good shepherd, the qualities of the good shepherd, but today I want to talk about the gate and what the purpose of the gate is. Parents, are you a gate for your family? You have your own children, your sheep. Do you allow bad influences to come into your children's lives? Parents, I want you to look at your kids right now, and I want you to tell them, I am the gate. All right. Tell them, nothing gets through me without my permission. All right, kids, you're going to hate me for this. All right. Parents, you are the gate. Nothing gets through you without your permission. You as a gate are meant to protect your children. Children, will you be obedient sheep to your parents? Now I know parents can be very strict. The struggle's real, right, kids? But children, know that they are doing this for your own good. So parents, I want you to look at your kids again, and I want you to tell them, I discipline you because I love you. Go ahead. Just like a priest, we discipline because we love. We communicate truth, even if it's hard truth, because we love. And so kids, I want you to tell your parents, I love you too. Go ahead. And can you tell your abuna, I love you too? Thank you. I receive that. I need that. Parents, you are the gates. Nothing gets through to your kids until it gets through you. You have to own that. You have to take that. You have to use your authority before you lose your authority. Oftentimes, we have to get our kids young. We have to teach them young. Does that mean that, parents, I'm telling you, parents, to micromanage your kids' lives? A little bit. Now, you have to allow your kids eventually to grow into freedom. You have to allow your kids eventually to start making their own decisions. That is part of growing up. And parents, part of that is going to be a chassa to let go a little bit and allow them to grow. But parents, you are the gate. Nothing passes to your kids, to your sheep, unless they go through you. I want you to own that. So, what do you allow, parents, to enter into your kids' lives? What influences do you allow to your children? And this doesn't just go for parents. This goes for all leaders of groups. This is to me as a priest as well. But still to parents, for your daughters, sorry, girls. Parents, what type of fashion and clothing do you allow in your home? Remember, you are the gate. Do you allow immodest clothing? Do you check what they're wearing and what they're buying? Do you check what they're wearing at the gym? Are sports bras allowed in your house? It blows my mind sometimes when I see fathers, particularly fathers, who are next to their daughters, and their daughters are just like showing and revealing. And it's like, dads, what's going on? You're okay with your daughter being an object of lust for other people? During weddings and baptisms, maybe it's my fault. Maybe I need to correct more during those times. But you know what's so hard for me? Oftentimes for weddings and baptisms, it's like, not like nashid eta. It's not like people that normally come to church. So if the priest goes up to them and says, have you thought about what you've worn before you came to church? Do you know where you're coming? They initially feel rejected. This is exactly why I don't go to church. And so it's hard. Maybe I should do it more, though. But remember, parents, you need to lead by example. So yes, moms, you should be dressing better than your daughters. You should not be dressing the way that you would not want them to dress. Lead by example. All right, for boys and girls, the music that you listen to. Parents, if you hear bad music that your kids are listening to, do you correct them? Do you know what they're listening to in their AirPods? They always, oh my gosh, these kids. Some kids probably have AirPods in their ears right now in this church. These kids are walking around with AirPods. Alasas, they're listening to something. Really, they're just antisocial. They don't want anyone to approach them because they have social anxiety. Kids, get through that. Parents, take their AirPod out. If you're talking to them with an AirPod in their ear, take it out. Kids, you should not be talking to anyone face to face with an AirPod in your ear. Take it out. Have some respect for yourself. But parents, do you check what your kids are listening to? If you pay for their Apple Music or their Spotify, shouldn't you check their music? Kids, you shouldn't be listening to Travis Scott, Doja Cat, The Weeknd. I literally had to ask somebody. I don't listen to this stuff. I had to ask, what are kids listening to nowadays? And this is what I heard. And then I didn't even want to look them up because I was shook by the type of stuff that is out there. You shouldn't be listening to that. If it was my house, and to be honest, it is my house, so stop listening to it. But parents, I need you to be the gate in which everything that your kids experience, it has to pass through you. Parents, you shouldn't be paying for your kids to go to those concerts. Do you? Do you pay for that? Pay $200 to go to a Travis Scott concert? Everyone's going. Do you know? Do you check? Parents, your job is 24/7. You do not have a break. The Good Shepherd was someone who never slept. He was always there for his sheep. Are you a gate where things have to pass through you? Next, your phones. I have a real question, and I really want to ask. You can respond. When should your kid actually have a phone? Like what age? Just tell me. Go ahead. 16, what else? 15. Oh, this is controversial. This is very controversial. Okay, to all the middle schoolers, you're tripping because you're hearing 15 and 16. Look, my first phone was, and I know I'm a little older, my first phone was a flip phone. It was, you had to buy a card to put minutes on it. It was like $40 for like 100 minutes. You know, my first, and I was in eighth grade, okay? I survived. It was fine. Call me old-fashioned, but a child does not need a phone, does not need an iPad, especially does not need unlimited internet access. Parents, if your kid's in middle school and they need a phone and you need to get in touch with them after school, pick them up here and there, it should not be an iPhone. It should not have unlimited internet access. Did you know that the average age of first exposure to pornography is 12 years old? The average age, that means there's younger. Did you know that in 2017, a study showed that 43% of children stumbled on pornography accidentally? They weren't looking for it, it came to them. 43%. We cannot have unlimited internet access for our children. Are you a gate in which everything that goes to your children passes through you? Jesus says today, I am the gate. So here's some practical advice. Install a monitoring app on their phone where that you can monitor what your children look at. There are things out there where you can look at their web history, and there are filters and blockers that you can put on your children's phones. They might think buzzkill, but please, very necessary, very necessary. Parents, wake up. All right, last thing. What comes into your kids' lives? Friends. Do you know your kids' friends? Do your kids' friends have to pass through you to get into your children's lives? When I was a kid, I had some bad friends, and I was bad too, so it's not like they were all bad. And my mom, she cut it. And I was mad. I was grounded. That's what you gotta do. It's gotta pass through me. If it's gonna get to my kid, you gotta go through me. But when I talk about friends, parents, I'm not talking about dating. Let's have some fun. One more question. Please respond. How old is old enough for your kid to be dating? 20. I love that answer. 21. 16. Hope you're not a dad. I'm joking. I love you. I'm joking. No. Well, okay. Well, when a teenage girl goes to her mom and says, "Mom, I'm dating," the mom should not say, "Dad would not." The mom should not say, "Okay, it's okay, Brati. We won't tell dad until you get older." The mom should say, "Dad would not approve. You're too young to be dating. You should just be friends. There is no point to be dating as a high schooler. You should just be friends." And so parents, high schoolers, they start dating. "I want to meet him." In what world would that have happened back home? They would have got married. It would have been like 15, 16 years old. They would have just got married. You're not ready to get married, so you should not be dating. Everyone's doing it. Not in my house, because I'm the gate and not in my house. All right, I'm having too much fun. Okay. All right, a lot of what I preach sounds like a buzzkill. A lot of what I'm preaching sounds like a buzzkill. So I want to ask you, are you convinced? Are you convinced of John 10:10? Jesus says today, "A thief comes only to steal, slaughter, and destroy. I came so that they may have life and have it abundantly. I came for the fullness of life." That when you live the kingdom of God, St. Paul says the kingdom of God is, repeat after me, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit. This is God's kingdom, and when you live in the kingdom of God, you will have joy and have it abundantly. But the devil is trying to steal the kingdom of God inside of you. He is a thief, he is a robber, and the evil one is working in this corrupt generation. And when we allow our kids to just be like this generation, then the kingdom of God is being stolen from them. Parents, leaders, good shepherds, you are the gate. Take your authority. Last week, 2 weeks ago, we talked about authority and how the church, the Catholic Church, is built on the authority that Jesus passes down. The authority is the Word of God as interpreted by the apostles of the early church and the apostolic tradition. Jesus says to Peter, "Upon this rock I will build my church. You have authority over my sheep. You are now the shepherd." But listen, parents, leaders, Jesus knows that the authority that he gives to Peter and the apostles, the authority that he gives to you as parents, he knows you're going to fail. Listen, he knows you're going to mess up. You're going to sin. As Jesus is dying, Peter is not there. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Jesus gave authority to Peter. He gave authority to Judas, one of the apostles. Judas saw his mistake, and out of despair and not out of a call to mercy, he killed himself. Parents, don't kill yourself. If you've made mistakes, don't get discouraged. You have authority. Repent like Peter. And so after the resurrection, Jesus goes to Peter. After the resurrection, Peter is like, probably still like, I'm so sorry, Jesus. I'm so sorry. I messed up. I'm not perfect. Sorry. And Jesus asks him three times, repeat after me, do you love me? Jesus asks Peter three times, do you love me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And this is what Jesus says to Peter. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. I have made you, Peter, a shepherd for my children, for my sheep. Parents, God has blessed you with children. He has made you a shepherd, a gate for these children. Jesus is inviting you. Your imperfections do not nullify your authority. Go to Jesus. Repent. To be a good father and good mother, you have to be a good son and good daughter. To be a good shepherd, you have to be a good sheep. Let us follow Jesus, the good shepherd, who raises you up as a shepherd. We all need to repent. This coming Wednesday at St. George, we have a penance service where we will all confess our sins. I encourage you, family, if it's been a very long time, repent, confess your sins, and get ready for the resurrection of Jesus. God bless you all.